This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.
This is Panthers Insider. An in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Plagans.
Good morning and welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. Well, the Panthers have a 3-0 lead in the 2024 Stanley Cup Final tonight at 8 p.m. in Edmonton, 8 p.m. Eastern. It's the Panthers and the Oilers in Game 4. If the Panthers win tonight, the Panthers, well, they have a chance to win their first Stanley Cup in franchise history. So getting right down to it, you don't want to miss any of the action this evening. We'll get you started with exclusive extended local pregame coverage on 560 WQAM, our flagship home, and on the Panthers app. Hit that radio button top right corner. You'll have the broadcast all evening long. We'll go live on the Panthers Radio Network with the network edition of Panthers Preview on Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast, and 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys. That'll be at 7:30 Eastern. The puck drops in Edmonton shortly after 8 p.m. The Panthers coming off a Game 3 victory on Thursday night, 4-3 in the Game 3 win as the series shifted to Edmonton. And in mentioning that, here in this opening segment on Panthers Insider, we are going to get back to reliving the first three victories of the Stanley Cup Final. We'll hear from a couple of the Panthers yesterday, the day between games. Coming up next segment, Jamie Hirsch from NHL Network is going to stop by. We'll get her thoughts on the Stanley Cup Final to this point and on this Panthers team. We'll preview tonight's game a little bit. And coming up in segment number three here on Panthers Insider, we'll take things off the ice a little bit, but we're still talking Panthers hockey. Dolphins quarterback Mike White joined Jameson Olive and I yesterday on the latest edition of the Territory Talk podcast. We will talk to lifelong South Florida sports fan and huge Panthers fan Mike White coming up later on in the program and get his thoughts on this Panthers run, and we'll hear from him how he plans to take in the action coming up this evening as well. So again, on what could potentially become the most historic day in Panthers franchise history. We'll just have to wait and see how things play out tonight. The Panthers have a chance to finish the job this evening. The cup will be in the building at Rogers Place as the Panthers have a 3-0 lead in the best of 7 Stanley Cup final against the Edmonton Oilers. Well, I mentioned coming up this segment, we're going to take a look back at the week that was. The Stanley Cup final opened up a week ago at Amerant Bank Arena in Sunrise. It was Saturday night. The Panthers had a 3-0 victory in Game 1. Here are the highlights from that Game 1 win as they aired on the Panthers Radio Network.
As Barkov walks it along, looks to the right, Reinhardt, Barkov, right circle, left for Verhaeghe, and he scores! Connor Verhaeghe, 3 minutes, 59 seconds in, and the Panthers take a 1-0 lead here in Game 1!
Didn't take long for the Panthers. They get a 3-on-2, and they slice and dice.
Broberg, long outlet, feed Janmark in the clear, breakaway, and Reek scoots in, backhand save, made by Bobrovsky with the left pad! Now the Oilers charge along quickly. Here's Dreisaitl. Long feed in the clear. Nugent Hopkins on a break. Scoots in. A backhand and a save made by Bobrovsky. And he'll cover up. Sergei Bobrovsky with the left pad denies Ryan Nugent Hopkins to keep the Panthers up a goal.
Stunning first period for Bobrovsky.
Now to Montour, a short pass. Here's Sam Bennett across center ice. Now the offensive line. He'll play it down off the end board. Bennett and Abdrop for the chance. And they score. It's Evan Rodriguez. What a setup. What a finish. And the Panthers take a 2-0 lead. Bouchard, right point. Long shot blocked by Louis Durinen. Barkov picks it up. 7 seconds. Louis Durinen in the center. Long shot. And he scores on the empty net. And to Louis Durinen from a long distance. 3-0 Panthers. The Panthers are going to take game one. 3-0, the Panthers take Game 1 of the Cup Final. A 33-save shutout for Sergei Bobrovsky. The Panthers take a 1-0 lead in this 2024 Stanley Cup Final.
Sergei Bobrovsky obviously outstanding in the Game 1 victory. Before Game 2, here's what Panthers head coach Paul Maurice had to say when I asked him about Sergei Bobrovsky's importance in the Game 1 win, especially early on in the hockey game.
Well, it's critical, right? Especially we have kind of 4 in-alones in the first, which just doesn't happen to our team very often. Some of it is they are incredibly dynamic one-on-one and got in behind us a little bit and gave us a chance to stabilize the game. And then at 2-0, in some ways, for the remainder of the game, they have the advantage because the risk profile changes. They're pushing, and that's what they're built to do. So they got 5 up the ice, not just 4. They got up the ice off the rush, and we're going to have to do a stronger job of controlling that. And we feel we did in the third. So we liked the last 20 minutes. I'm really comfortable with shots are 7-6 with 2 minutes of 6-on-5 for them. I'm comfortable with that.
So the Panthers took game one. Game two at Amerant Bank Arena was Monday evening. And the Panthers once again picked up a victory to take a 2-0 lead in the series. They took both on home ice. Here are the highlights as they aired from that Panthers 4-1 win over the Oilers in game two back on Monday.
Now in go the Panthers. Lundell, left side, drop pass, shot, and they score, and it's Nico Mikkola. He let it rip, and this game is tied. Nico Mikkola, drive out of the high slot. Caposo, a shoulder into Evander Kane on the far side of the ice, out to the line. The puck played down low, Ekblad. Now it's Caposo on the right side. Around the end boards, Evan Rodriguez here in the near circle. Looked to play it on net, couldn't get it through. Another try, a shot, he scores. Evan Rodriguez let it rip, and he beats Skinner short side. The Panthers have their first lead of the night. It's 2-1. What a laser of a wrist shot that was! Ekman Larson straight on Rodriguez to Lundell. Anton Lundell near side. Lets it rip, tipped, and they score! Evan Rodriguez got a stick on it, and the Panthers make him pay! It's 3-1! 7:34 to go in the third. Evan Rodriguez has 2! Dumped in by Dreisaitl down to our right. Around it goes. Evander Kane. He's running too hard by Sam Bennett over that far side. The puck snapped all the way down and they score! Aaron Ekblad from a long distance on the empty net. The Panthers take a 4-1 lead with 2:28 remaining. The fans to their feet. The rats rain down. The Panthers win game two by a 4-1 score. The Panthers take both on home ice and the Panthers lead the Stanley Cup final 2-0.
And the Edmonton engine has an oil leak after a couple of games. And the Panthers are going back to Edmonton, up a couple.
And before the series shifted to Edmonton for Game 3, I had a chance to ask Panthers head coach Paul Maurice what he liked the most about the Panthers' Game 2 win.
That it was a continuation, so we were pretty pleased with our last four periods of hockey. And when I say that, I mean, they've got such a dynamic group, they're going to get their chances. But I thought you could watch our last four periods and understand the game that we played. There wasn't a lot of aberration to it. I think in the last, especially after Sasha left the game, really got hard and tight and battled.
So then it was off to Edmonton for Game 3. The Panthers were halfway home. They had two victories under their belts, and the Panthers would pick up a third win in the series in Game 3 by a 4-3 final score. Here are the highlights as they aired on Panthers Radio.
Here's Barkov, power move up the far side. Almost lost it, got it back across to an open Forsling. A shot tip, and they score with Sam Reinhart cruising to the front of the net. That one deflects home, and the Panthers strike first with 1:02 to go here in the opening frame. It's 1-0. Out comes Lundell, got it to center before he pushes it deep inside the Oilers' zone. Now played a front shot, they score! What a setup, Tarasenko out in front. He was set up by Luostarinen, and the Panthers take a 2-1 lead with 10:48 to play here in the second. Broberg, he'll be bumped into. Now a loose puck here on the near side. Turned over, Tkachuk out in front, a chance, and they score upstairs. It's Sam Bennett. The Panthers take a 3-1 lead with 6:03 to play here in the second. Barkov to Rodriguez. Barkov in front, a long shot, and he scores. Barkov makes it 4-1 Panthers with 4:29 to go in the second. The captain streaks it alone, and the Panthers lead by a trio. Draisaitl dropped off for McLeod in front. McDavid, a chance. Left circle, walks in, tried to dance that little front. Oh, what a save by Bobrovsky on McLeod with the left pad. He keeps the Panthers up one. McLeod right at the top of the goal crease was set up by McDavid. And Sergei Bobrovsky coming up with one of his best saves of the night here in the late stages. 4-3, the Panthers in front. Ekblad here on the near side continues to hold it. What strength he's showing here down to our right. The near corner of the Oilers come up with a pass to the line. And it's to nobody all the way down to our left. It rolls. The final seconds tick away. And the Panthers take Game 3 by a 4-3 final score. The Panthers lead the Stanley Cup Final 3-0.
Inching closer and closer are the Panthers.
The Panthers are one win away from hockey's ultimate prize.
So a 4-3 win for the Panthers in Game 3 in Edmonton back on Thursday. Now, yesterday, Panthers head coach Paul Maurice, as well as Matthew Tkachuk, Anton Lundell, Kyle Okposo, and Oliver Ekman-Larsson, they all spoke to the media on the day between games. So we're going to hear from each one. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice. This again yesterday during the Panthers media availability. Paul Maurice says that even though the Panthers have taken a 3-0 lead in the series, that it's been a tight one so far.
I thought Game 1 had three pieces to it. The first was nerves. I liked the structure, but they had four. They were in alone four times, so temper that. But I thought that was us being jittery, and maybe even both teams with the puck was bouncing. The second period, they were all over us, and I thought that was a function of the score. And the third period, we were good, and I felt that way in the next two, but it would be like the Rangers series for us in some ways. After the third game, we could have been up three or down three. There's just too many good players with good opportunities to score that you can say one team has a hold on this. I know it sounds like I'm laying that one off, right? You're up three. But from the bench, it's tight out there. It's fast. It's tight.
Panthers head coach Paul Maurice right there. Here's Matthew Tkachuk of the Panthers on the Panthers' mindset yesterday, the day between games.
Coming in today, have a nice recovery day. Do what you can to get ready to go for tomorrow. And tomorrow, just we've done such a good job of having that one game simple mindset. Win your first period, win your first few shifts. That's all you got to do tomorrow. It's really calm, kind of chilled, relaxed group today. Use that to our advantage.
Matthew Tkachuk there. Anton Lundell also speaking to the media yesterday. Talks about how the Panthers are staying in the moment.
Yeah, I mean, just try to play the same way we've been playing, you know. We know how to play, and it's all about going out and just try to have fun and enjoy the moment as well, but know that it's going to be a hard game, you know. They're going to give everything they have, and we need to be able to give everything we have, and it's going to be a great game tomorrow.
And a couple of longtime NHL veterans who are hoping to win hockey's ultimate prize here with the Panthers. Kyle Okposo and Oliver Ekman-Larsson spoke to the media. First, here's Kyle Okposo talking about what it means to be in this situation personally.
It's been a journey, that's for sure. You know, obviously, been in the league for parts of 17 seasons now and had a lot of ups and downs personally and team-wise. But over the last few years, you know, trying to turn Buffalo around and get that organization going in the right direction, it was definitely challenging but extremely rewarding at the same time. And this year I wanted to make sure that I was going to put myself in a position, no matter what, to play in the playoffs and compete for a Stanley Cup. And I wasn't going to compromise in that goal. So it was a difficult decision for me to do, but I felt like, you know, Florida was going to give me the best chance to reach the ultimate goal. And now just have to take it one more game at a time.
Kyle Okposo there, and as we go from one well-respected National Hockey League veteran to another, here's Oliver Ekman-Larsson on what it means to be a win away from a Stanley Cup.
I'm just super, super happy to be in this situation. Obviously, having a couple of rough years in Vancouver, getting bought out. I think just to be in this position with this organization, this team, so many special guys in that room. I think I'm just trying to take one day at the time.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcast.
Time, soak it in and have fun with it. Because I think it's hard when you're in the bubble too, to kind of let yourself soak it in. So that's what I'm trying to do.
So Oliver Ekman-Larsson there speaking to the media yesterday. So now we shift our focus to tonight. 8 o'clock Eastern, the puck will drop. We'll be on the air with extended local pregame coverage at 7 on 560 WQAM, the Panthers app. Elsewhere across the Panthers radio network, you can pick us up beginning with Panthers Preview, the network edition at 7:30. Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Keys. Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast. Also Sirius XM 219, the NHL app, lots of different places to take in all the action tonight. Panthers looking to close it out, leading the Stanley Cup Final 3-0. Again, Game 4 in Edmonton tonight will feature a puck drop shortly after 8 p.m. Doug Plagans here with you, Marcos Gonzalez on the other side of the glass. Coming up next, we'll hear from Jamie Hirsch from NHL Network, get her thoughts on the series to this point. Later on in the program, a check-in on the most recent episode of the Territory Talk podcast. Jameson Olive and I were joined by Dolphins quarterback Mike White. All that and more coming up as we cruise along here on the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning as always. And well, this could wind up being the most historic day in Panthers history, depending on how things go tonight in Edmonton. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final, 8 o'clock puck drop across the Panthers Radio Network and on the Panthers app. We'll start our extended local pregame coverage on our flagship home 560 WQAM this evening at 7, as well as on the Panthers app. We'll pick it up on the network at 7:30. Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, and 100.3 Thunder Country is always down in the Florida Keys. So again, lots of places to consume Panthers hockey. As I always say these days, consume Panthers hockey in mass quantities. It's good for you. these days. It's the Panthers and the Oilers tonight, game four of the Stanley Cup Final from Edmonton, and the Panthers trying to close out the series, leading 3-0. And kind enough to stop by here in this segment on the Panthers Insider Show. You know her from NHL Network. Jamie Hirsch, kind enough to stop by. And well, Jamie, first, welcome to the show. And plain and simple, what has caught your attention the most about this Florida Panthers group on this playoff run they've been on?
Well, thanks so much for having me on the Panthers Insider Show. And I would say what's caught my eye is just how dominant they've looked. This whole really second half of the season into the postseason, they've looked like the team to beat. We've talked about it all year long on NHL Network, that they were the team that looked primed and poised to come out of the Eastern Conference, and that was despite the Rangers winning the President's Trophy. But I always thought the Panthers looked ready, and especially given their history last year of getting so far, making the Stanley Cup Final, and then experiencing that feeling of running out of gas and getting too banged up at the wrong time. That sting of defeat, I think, was fresh enough in the minds of so many of these players. And, you know, Brandon Montour said last year doesn't play any role in this year. It's a brand new team. But I don't know. I think some guys would probably admit that, you know, last year is in their minds a bit, and that they want to make sure that they don't give Edmonton a sniff of hope, that they just want to close this out and make sure that they finally reach the mountaintop that this franchise has been hungry for so long.
And they've been working hard to get there, obviously, and under Paul Maurice, a cup final last year, as you mentioned, back in it this year with the lone goal remaining to finish the job. Jamie Hirsch, NHL Network, kind enough to stop by, and you can see Jamie and the entire crew doing great work on NHL Network again throughout the Cup Final, which again has the potential to end here tonight, depending on how things go. But Jamie, on this, in this series in particular, I know a lot's been made of the Edmonton big guns being kept off the scoreboard, and the Panthers defense obviously deserves a ton of credit. Sergei Bobrovsky deserves a ton of credit. Anything you've seen that has led to the Panthers having this defensive success? I mean, it's been a full team buy-in, but right, any individuals that have stuck out in your mind?
Well, it's hard not to point to Sasha Barkov. You know, I mean, you're talking defense, and so everyone naturally goes to Gustav Forsling, Brandon Montour, the guys, Mikola, people who've stepped up on the blue line, but the defensive effort as a team has to come too from your forwards. And there's no better forward in the league if you're talking defense and offense even, but certainly Sasha Barkov has that title. It's why he won the Selke again this year. And so to have him as your captain and have that defense first mentality, but also be such a threat, being able to roll four lines. I mean, it's amazing to me how complete this team is. And as you guys know all too well, you think back, I don't know, 14, 15 months when they were still in the middle of last season and things weren't looking like they were even going to make the playoffs. It's wild to think that largely the same group with some really key additions, obviously Evan Rodriguez, we've seen what he's brought to the table even in the final round. But if you look at the core being the same and how kind of discombobulated they were, and to now be so locked in and so gelled and one mind, one goal out there, they just look like such a good team. And it's inspiring to watch because it's just amazing to see, like, this is what people talk about. This is what coaches talk about when they say we want everyone to be on the same page, everyone to have the same mentality. And any given night, it could be somebody else scoring. So I'm kind of going all over the place with my answer here to your question, but I've been so impressed first and foremost by Alexander Barkov.
You mentioned Barkov, and in looking at this team as well, a couple directions I want to go off of that, but the way this Panthers team has come together, and I guess, like you mentioned, that the full team buy-in, but you have a guy like Matthew Tkachuk, and he plays with that energy, and he plays with that emotion that you see every single shift. In your mind, how much has he meant to the DNA of this team? Because you can't talk about the Panthers without talking about Matthew Tkachuk, and it doesn't matter what's happening on the ice, he's involved in it.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter what happens on the score sheet, I think, right? Like, he was very quiet. I think went four straight games without a point. Finally got an assist this last game, but that doesn't matter so much. And I think it bodes really well for the Panthers that they don't need him to provide offense. Even Reinhardt's been relatively quiet until last night. They're finding ways to get it done with everybody else. And so Matthew Tkachuk, though, to your point, is the heartbeat of this team. I mean, Barkov is the captain and whatever, but I think Tkachuk kind of is Florida Panthers hockey. And ever since he came down to Florida, kind of the way that he goes, so too does the team. And I just would love to see him be able to lift the cup. I'd love to see Paul Maurice, who's kind of one and the same with Matthew Tkachuk in terms of the style and having the true pulse of this team. It'd be great to see him finally win as well.
And you mentioned Paul Maurice. From your perspective, I know Paul Maurice's press conferences, whether it be a routine off-day press conference or a post-game press conference or what have you, it's kind of turned into must-see TV. How much do you guys, on your end, enjoy Paul Maurice going to the podium and the way that he's able to communicate the game and have some humor, but also always give you what you want and always be so straightforward as well?
I mean, that's the kind of press conference we live for, right? In the media, like, you don't want canned answers. We don't want cliches. We get humor, but we also get insight from him and, you know, real thoughtful answers. He, you know, sometimes we get profanity from him, as we've seen throughout this cup run, but he's just such a genuinely good human. I've had the pleasure of getting to interview him at several points throughout my career at NHL Network when he was in Winnipeg. He's coached all-star teams and had taken the time to sit down and give us a real insight into his mind and his teams. And I really appreciate that because it's rare in this business to find players, but certainly coaches too, who will actually give you what you're looking for in terms of personality and actual thoughtfulness. And so it's been awesome to see him kind of hold court in terms of the media. And I also think it's beneficial, right? Like, if there are times where the Panthers were down in a series or down, you know, had a bad game, whatever it may be, I feel like he used that kind of power over the media, if you will, to take the focus away from some guys who might otherwise have a spotlight on them in an uncomfortable way. And I think that's really smart that he knows, you know, this is my job to step up and kind of take the pressure off of my guys by kind of working my magic with the media.
Jamie Hirsch, NHL Network, kind enough to stop by. And Jamie, I want to get back to a player that you mentioned earlier as well. And you cover the game from a league-wide level, a national level. In South Florida, we've known how good Gus Forsling is for a while. And in the playoffs, oftentimes, is where player stock rises the most rapidly and stars are born in some ways. Do you feel like Gus Forsling here on this run is getting that national recognition that I think he's deserved for quite some time?
Yeah, he certainly is getting that national recognition. And I love his story, and he's such an inspiration for so many other players out there, whether it be young boys and girls who are trying to make it eventually, or maybe some guys who right now are like just kind of making it a little bit in the NHL if they get put on waivers or this or that. I mean, he is such a great story of kind of second and third chances and people believing in him and him believing in himself and his support system being strong, because now we sit here and we talk about how amazing he is, and rightfully so. So those are some of the great stories that come out of a Stanley Cup final, is, you know, we get more time to really focus in on one team and get to know some of these players a little bit better. And I've really enjoyed learning more about him and his story, and certainly seeing him just continue to dominate on a nightly basis on the ice.
Yeah, some of the plays he's made, again, as big a part of the Panthers' DNA as anybody. Jamie, a couple more before we let you get out of here, but the Panthers going into this one, I guess if you had to compare the two teams, the Panthers seem like saying all the right things. They're keeping it right in the moment, the focus in the immediate, and that's something this team has been so good at. The Edmonton Oilers, where do you think they are right now? I guess if you had to look at the two teams, how they're approaching this game four coming up, what have you noticed from your perspective?
I mean, I think Edmonton's saying all the right things. Chris Knobloch was asked about, you know, whether frustration is starting to creep into his guys, and he said, you know, I think if there was one time for us to be frustrated, it was going into the third period down 4-1. And instead of being frustrated and letting that get to us, we rattled off two really big goals and almost tied it there and forced overtime. And so he's saying the right things. He's talking about not seeing frustration out of his players. He says they believe so much in that group that they've seen two different 8-game win streaks and a 16-game win streak out of this group over the course of the season. He did acknowledge that the stakes are a little higher, and it's not like they're playing the Anaheim Ducks or the Blackhawks or whatever on this 16-game win streak. They're playing the best team right now in the National Hockey League, and they have to win four straight, which is a seemingly impossible task. But they're saying the right things. I don't know. My gut tells me that Florida, especially given last year, they just want to get this done. I feel like Florida's going to come out and win, and it will be a clean sweep for the first time in the Stanley Cup Finals since 1998. That's how hard it is, and it would also be their seventh straight win, which is also incredible to do that at this time of year. But I think that is just how good this Florida Panthers team is. And you know what? If not, then I would be shocked if they didn't close it out on home ice in five. So I don't think it's a matter of if the Panthers are going to win the Cup. I think it's when.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Last thing I got to ask you here, Jamie, something we have in common, we both get to work with Bill Lindsay, and longtime Panther, obviously, still held near and dear to Panthers fans across South Florida. He was an original Panther. I know I enjoy working with Billy every single night, but what's it been like working with Billy Lindsay on the NHL Network side of things?
He is just such a genuinely kind and wonderful human being. I can't say enough about him. He's, I think, worked there for 7-8 years now, like a long time with us at NHL Network. But he still, every time, brings that same dedication as he did on the ice. He's always looking at tape and trying to break things down and wants to go back again and make sure he's pronouncing things right or checking, you know, exactly how that play developed. And, like, that kind of dedication for someone who's done this for so long is so admirable and impressive. I mean, all of our guys are great, but there are certainly some who kind of wing it, and then there are others like Billy who really are just like a student of the game, and I think it really shows on the air, and I've always just been in awe of his preparation and his commitment to excellence and detail. And so whether it's calling games, we've had the pleasure of calling showcase games together actually too, or doing most of our studio work together, I think he's just a great person to work with, and I'm so happy for him because I know he bleeds for the Florida Panthers. Like, he lives Florida Panthers hockey. And so for this to actually be a true success story, I could not be happier for him.
Jamie Hirsch, NHL Network, kind enough to stop by, and you can catch Jamie and the whole crew doing great work as always on NHL Network. And Jamie, thanks for taking some time out for us here on the Panthers Insider Show. We'll see you at the arena tonight.
All right. Thanks so much.
That is Jamie Hirsch of NHL Network. This is the Panthers Insider Show. Panthers up 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Final, a chance to close it out tonight and reach hockey immortality if they can get the victory this evening in Edmonton. It's going to be an 8 o'clock faceoff again, 7 o'clock around the air with pregame coverage starting on 560 WQAM and on the Panthers app. Doug Plagans with you. Big thanks to Jamie Hirsch for stopping by. We've got more of the Panthers Insider Show coming up next right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. And, well, tonight could be the most historic night in Panthers franchise history. You want to make sure you are taking in all the action this evening. It's the Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers from Edmonton. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers lead the best of 7 series, 3-0. Panthers looking to take home their first Stanley Cup in franchise history, and they'll have a chance to do so tonight. The Stanley Cup will be in the building at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Big thanks. Last segment, Jamie Hirsch from NHL Network, kind enough to stop by and take some time out for us on the Panthers Insider Show. Great to get her thoughts on the series to this point and to help us look ahead to tonight's game. So again, 8 o'clock face-off this evening from Edmonton. We'll be on the air on the Panthers Radio Network beginning at 7:30 with Panthers Preview, the network edition. And exclusive local pregame coverage will start on our flagship home, 560 WQAM, and on the Panthers app beginning at 7. I mentioned that network pregame show will go live on Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, and 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys beginning at 7:30. And as I mentioned, the puck drops shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern, Game 4 of the 2024 Stanley Cup Final. It's the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers, and the Panthers have a 3-0 lead in the best of 7 series, a chance to finish it off tonight. You'll want to make sure you're following along with all the action one way or another. Big thanks to Jamie Hirsch for stopping by last segment from NHL Network. Now, yesterday, Jameson Olive and I had a chance on the most recent edition of the Territory Talk podcast, which you can find, by the way, anywhere you get your podcast. We had a chance to chat with lifelong South Florida sports fan and huge Panthers fan, Dolphins quarterback Mike White. Kind enough to take some time out for us. Let's dive right into the conversation.
huge South Florida sports fan, huge Panthers fan, Mike White, kind enough to stop by. Mike, thanks for taking some time out for us, and we wanted to give you the platform right away so people know you've been a Panthers fan for a long time. So just in mentioning that, I can't imagine how special this has to be for you.
No, it's this. These past couple of years, the runs have been so much fun. Now just being one win away from hoisting the cup is just crazy. I mean, we have a group chat like I'm sure every South Florida sports fan has, and we just talk about the Panthers and how it's just funny and crazy how like this is where we are. It's been really cool and really fun to watch.
And Mike, you talk about the group chat. Is that just like guys you grew up with, like the Broward County crew?
Exactly.
Like the middle school guys. It's like, I'm sure back then you guys were going to games, like probably $2 a ticket. And now here we are, top of the mountain. Just how crazy is it to, like you said, not only go through this experience, but share this experience with so many other people that have, you know, been through the ringer here with the Cats over the years?
It's a lot of fun. I think the most fun part about it is the guys on the team that might not have watched hockey growing up or even a year or two ago, but like they come down here and just the atmosphere, like going to the games. It's so much fun. And then you playoff hockey is unlike any playoff sport in the world. It's definitely, it rivals playoff football too. I might be a little biased there, but it's really fun. So seeing those guys get into it and like sitting with them at the games and then like recognizing players that I know just from watching like regular season games. And then they like, oh, there's that. And then them learning what offsides is and icing and all that. It's cool to kind of like bring all the guys along with you and see how South Florida's just embraced the hockey culture. And it's been really, really cool.
Mike, like you said, you brought in so many guys, you know, to games over the years. I feel like we have a whole kind of Dolphins contingency now, big kind of group of super fans. I think you and Raheem may be the presidents of that club, but what's it like now, like in the Dolphins locker room these days, talking about the Panthers and how many guys have kind of gotten on board? I saw even Tyreek tweeting about it these days. So it seems like everyone's getting involved.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were sitting in the locker room and it was Jaylen Waddle, Javon Holland, David Long. They were all like asking me because we're all kind of in the same little cubby in the locker room. They're all asking me about us. They're like, so are playoff games like fun? Is it a lot of fun? Like, do we need to go? I was like, dude, yes, you need to go. It's in the air conditioning. One, it's fast paced and it's electric. It's fun. It's a nice, like, it's so impressive what these guys do too. So like, as a fellow athlete, you can appreciate what they're doing, just the physicality of the game, the skills necessary. On top of that, doing it on skates, it's like it's unheard of. So it's really fun to watch that just like as an appreciation of another sport and like other athletes. And then it's fun. Like playoff hockey is fun. And the Panthers play such a fun, physical like brand of hockey that's really, really fun to watch.
We're talking to you a day after the game 3 win. Can you describe the emotions you were feeling? You touched on it a little bit, but as that game was going along, what were some of the emotions you were feeling as you were following along with the action?
I mean, it was tons of fun. I mean, going into it, you know, like, all right, we got 2 at home. Now we got to go win one on the road. Like going into it, I'm like, all right, let's just split one in Edmonton and then we'll just see where the chips fall after that. So the Tarasenko goal was huge. And then Bennett scores, and I'm like, oh. And then Barkov scores. I started laughing, like, out loud. Like, you can ask my wife. I'm like, what? This is crazy. Like, we're dominating. Like, this is fun to watch. Like, this is fun. You know, going into it, especially, like, last year's Cup, going into it, there was a lot of, like, are we going to be able to pull this off? Like, when is this run going to end? And this year, just, it's a little different. It's like, you going into every game, in every series, even the games that we didn't win, it still felt like we were the better team. We just didn't have the puck luck. Whereas, like, it's so much fun. It's really impressive to watch. It's like going into every – no matter what happens, whether we go down 1-0, we lose the first game of the series, it's just something about the demeanor of the guys. And, like, Paul Maurice, like, love his press conferences. Like, those have been fun to watch. I'm sure you guys have a lot of fun going to. But it's just, you never doubt them. You know they're always going to be here, never too high, never too low. And I think that's just kind of when Barkey's your captain, that's kind of like how he operates. So I'm pretty sure the team will kind of adapt that mindset as well. So it's been a lot of fun.
And Mike, you had a big moment after game 2 with your tweet about Leon Draisaitl. Obviously, Barkov responded in game 3 with a big performance, but how much fun do you have just being a fan? Obviously, I'm sure, you know, football life, that's your job, that's work, it's great, right. But to still have the capacity to kind of be a fan and post memes and have fun with professional sports like that? Because that took off. Fans love that.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. It's you kind of see the other side. You're like, all right, well, now I understand why football fans have so much fun and why they post things like that. So it was. I like ran it, that group chat I referenced earlier. I like ran it by them first. I was like, hey, is this a bad tweet? Should I do it? And they're like, no, it's great. Tweet it. So I had a lot of fun tweeting that, and it was funny. I even had my son here. Like, I was trying to get him to like take a video of saying like "Boo Leon" or something like that. He was like, "What are you talking about?" That he's like 2 years old. So I was just like trying to send that to the group chat, just having fun with it. Like you said, being a fan, it's a different side, and I've enjoyed it.
And you mentioned being a fan. You're a longtime South Florida sports fan. I guess maybe a multiple parter here, but what are some of your earliest memories of following the Panthers? Did you have a favorite player growing up? And who are some of your other favorite longtime South Florida athletes? And what maybe some of the other memories that you've had? What are some of the other memories you've had from your childhood?
Yeah, so growing up, I was a big baseball fan. Like, that was my sport growing up. And so, I mean, I remember my parents would always say at the age of like 4, I could tell you every single person on the Marlins team. So, like, the 03 World Series was so much fun. I mean, I would probably say my favorite Marlin. I loved Gary Sheffield when he was on the Marlins, just because I loved to like imitate his batting stance as every other kid that's ever seen Gary Sheffield. Pudge, was a big fan of Pudge Rodriguez. I liked Stanton when he was on the Marlins, back when he went by Mike Stanton. Man, I could do this for days. Dontrelle Willis, Luis Castillo. Juan Pierre, I was at the game, Juan Pierre banged the drum. I was like, I got to find a way to get a picture with this guy. Like, this is a South Florida legend. So yeah, baseball was my sport. And then I remember going to hockey games. Like, when I was younger, I didn't go to enough to where I like really learned the players, or like, especially that young, I didn't have as much of an appreciation for it. So I liked going to the games because it was fast paced and like I said, it's in air conditioning, which is much, much appreciated in South Florida. You're not going to games and back then pro player stadium and sweating your butt off. But I would say, like, I really, really started to get into like following hockey and playing like fantasy hockey, like probably my freshman year of college, thanks to my buddy Josh Appel, who's been a lifelong fan. So he's been teaching. He taught me everything I needed to know about it, and kind of has brought me along as a fan. So, I mean, my earliest memory of a favorite Panther player, I really liked watching Keith Yandle, and now like seeing him on the media side, it's like even cooler because he's like such a funny dude and such a, just a down to earth guy, which I've kind of tend to see with hockey guys. For the most part, they all seem pretty down to earth, just regular chill dudes that kind of just go about their business. So I'd say my favorite Panther back then. And then now, like, I really love Forsling. I think the way he goes about it, he's so underrated, and it's so impressive what he does. So I'd probably say that's like my current favorite Panther.
Yeah, we love Keith Yandle. We love Josh Appel. Like, great shout outs there. We love all those guys. And right. Gustav, that's a great pick. We love the Gustav pick here.
Mike, is there a Panther that you think would most seamlessly slide into the football realm of things? If there's one guy on the team that you'd like to see just strap on the pads, get out there for an open tryout, and maybe they could bring something, who would it be?
So I actually got this. I got asked this question when I went to one of the Lightning games in the first round by the Panthers media team. I said Nick Cousins because I thought he could play like a pretty good downhill safety. Like, kind of roam back there, fill the box when he needs to. He actually like commented on it on Instagram and DM'd me. So I kind of fanboyed for a little bit there. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then, but I think after watching the playoffs unfold, Bennett, I think just Bennett will get in the mix no matter what it is. Like, he would be able to put the pads on and fit just right. I feel like he would have some pretty hard hits, and he would be just fine with the contact.
And Mike, I got to ask, you played, you know, in the NFL in front of 40, 50,000 people on massive stages. How does that compare to banging the drum at a Panthers game? Because you got to do that. And that's got to be pretty cool.
That was fun. It was like the only bad part about it was like the one game we lost at home before the cup. it was the game I banged the drum. So I told everybody after that, I was like, I'm not touching that drum ever again because I'm 0-for-1. I don't want to be the bad juju, but it was a lot of fun. It's, you get nervous. You're like, all right, it's just a simple beat. But like you overthink it in your head. You're like, all right, I got to get this right. I got to do it loud and all this. I can't miss it. I can't let it slip out of my hand. Like all that. It's, we all talk about it too in the locker room because I think Raheem's banged the drum, Waddle banged the drum, Jalen Ramsey banged the drum. We tried to get Tyreek to go bang the drum, but I don't think that's worked out yet. Maybe game five if there is one. But no, it's real. Like you definitely get nervous about it and kind of overthink it. It's like it's just you're hitting a drum. It's super simple, but you kind of psych yourself out about it.
Mike White, Dolphins quarterback, kind enough to stop by here with us. And Mike, now we just got to know, how are you going to be taken in game four?
So I'm actually, this is a good story. So I live in Tampa in the offseason. My wife is from Tampa and we built a house here. So this is where I live. So I'm behind enemy lines. I'm in Lightning territory up here. So I've been trying, I'm trying to figure out a way if there is a game five to get down south and make the game. I know a bunch of people that are going to the arena watching it on Saturday. I don't know if I'll be able to make it down there. So I'll be at home blasting it on the TV and wearing my jersey, all that good stuff, talking in the group chat, maybe figuring out
a true success story. I could not be happier for him.
Jamie Hirsch, NHL Network, kind enough to stop by, and you can catch Jamie and the whole crew doing great work as always on NHL Network. And Jamie, thanks for taking some time out for us here on the Panthers Insider Show. We'll see you at the arena tonight.
All right. Thanks so much.
That is Jamie Hirsch of NHL Network. This is the Panthers Insider Show. Panthers up 3-0 in the Stanley Cup Final, a chance to close it out tonight and, reach hockey immortality if they can get the victory this evening in Edmonton. It's going to be an 8 o'clock faceoff again, 7 o'clock around the air with pregame coverage starting on 560 WQAM and on the Panthers app. Doug Plagans with you. Big thanks to Jamie Hirsch for stopping by. We've got more of the Panthers Insider Show coming up next right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey on a Saturday morning. And, well, tonight could be the most historic night in Panthers franchise history. You'll want to make sure you are taking in all the action this evening. It's the Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers from Edmonton. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers lead the best of 7 series, 3-0. Panthers looking to take home their first Stanley Cup in franchise history, and they'll have a chance to do so tonight. The Stanley Cup will be in the building at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Big thanks. Last segment, Jamie Hirsch from NHL Network, kind enough to stop by and take some time out for us on the Panthers Insider Show. Great to get her thoughts on the series to this point and to help us look ahead to tonight's game. So again, 8 o'clock face-off this evening from Edmonton. We'll be on the air on the Panthers Radio Network beginning at 7:30 with Panthers Preview, the network edition. And exclusive local pregame coverage will start on our flagship home, 560 WQAM, and on the Panthers app beginning at 7. I mentioned that network pregame show will go live on Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, Real Radio 101.7 up on the Treasure Coast, and 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys beginning at 7:30. And as I mentioned, the puck drops shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern, Game 4 of the 2024 Stanley Cup Final. It's the Florida Panthers and the Edmonton Oilers, and the Panthers have a 3-0 lead in the best of 7 series, a chance to finish it off tonight. You'll want to make sure you're following along with all the action one way or another. Big thanks to Jamie Hirsch for stopping by last segment from NHL Network. Now, yesterday, Jameson Olive and I had a chance on the most recent edition of the Territory Talk podcast, which you can find, by the way, anywhere you get your podcast. We had a chance to chat with lifelong South Florida sports fan and huge Panthers fan, Dolphins quarterback Mike White. Kind enough to take some time out for us. Let's dive right into the conversation.
Huge South Florida sports fan, huge Panthers fan, Mike White. Kind enough to stop by. Mike, thanks for taking some time out for us, and we wanted to give you the platform right away so people know you've been a Panthers fan for a long time. So just in mentioning that, I can't imagine how special this has to be for you.
No, these past couple of years, the runs have been so much fun. Now just being one win away from from hoisting the cup is just crazy. I mean, we have a group chat, like I'm sure every South Florida sports fan has, and we just talk about the Panthers and how it's just funny and crazy how like this is where we are. It's been really cool and really fun to watch.
And Mike, you talk about the group chat. Is that just like guys you grew up with, like the Broward County crew?
Exactly.
Like the middle school guys. It's like, I'm sure back then you guys were going to games, like probably $2 a ticket. And now here we are, top of the mountain. Just how crazy is it to, like you said, not only go through this experience, but share this experience with so many other people that have, you know, been through the ringer here with the Cats over the years?
It's a lot of fun. I think the most fun part about it is the guys on the team that might not have watched hockey growing up or even a year or two ago, but like they come down here and just the atmosphere, like going to the games, it's so much fun. And then you playoff hockey is unlike any playoff sport in the world. It's definitely, it rivals playoff football too. I might be a little biased there, but it's really fun. So seeing those guys get into it and like sitting with them at the games and then like recognizing players that I know just from watching like regular season games, and then they like, oh, there's that. And then them learning what offsides is and icing and all that. It's cool to kind of like bring all the guys along with you and see how South Florida's just embraced the hockey culture. And it's been really, really cool.
Mike, like you said, you brought in so many guys, you know, to games over the years. I feel like we have a whole kind of Dolphins contingency now, big kind of group of super fans. I think you and Raheem may be the presidents of that club, but what's it like now, like in the Dolphins locker room these days, talking about the Panthers, and how many guys have kind of gotten on board? I saw even Tyreek tweeting about it these days, so it seems like everyone's getting involved.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were sitting in the locker room, and it was Jaylen Waddle, Javon Holland, David Long. They were all, like, asking me, because we're all kind of in the same little cubby in the locker room. They're all asking me about it. So, like, they're like, so are playoff games, like, fun? Is it a lot of fun? Like, do we need to go? I was like, dude, yes, you need to go. It's in the air conditioning, one. It's fast paced and it's electric. It's fun. It's a nice, like, it's so impressive what these guys do too. So like as a fellow athlete, you can appreciate what they're doing, just the physicality of the game, the skills necessary on top of that, doing it on skates. It's like, it's unheard of. So it's really fun to watch that just like as an appreciation of another sport and like other athletes. And then it's fun. Like playoff hockey is fun. And the Panthers play such a fun, physical, like brand of hockey that's really, really fun to watch.
We're talking to you a day after the game 3 win. Can you describe the emotions you were feeling? You touched on it a little bit, but as that game was going along, what were some of the emotions you were feeling as you were following along with the action?
I mean, it was tons of fun. I mean, going into it, you know, like, all right, we got 2 at home. Now we got to go win one on the road. Like going into it, I'm like, all right, let's just split one in Edmonton. And then we'll just see where the chips fall after that. So the Tarasenko goal was huge. And then Bennett scores. And I'm like, oh. And then Barkov scores. I started laughing like out loud. Like you can ask my wife. I'm like, what? This is crazy. Like we're dominating. Like this is fun to watch. Like this is fun. You know, going into it, especially like last year's cup, going into it, there was a lot of like, are we going to be able to pull this off? Like it's like, when is this run going to end? And this year, just it's a little different. It's like you going into every game and every series, even the games that we didn't win, it still felt like we were the better team. We just didn't have the puck luck. Whereas, like, it's so much fun. It's really impressive to watch. It's like going into every, no matter what happens, whether we go down 1-0, we lose the first game of the series. It's just something about the demeanor of the guys and like. Paul Maurice, like love his press conferences. Like those have been fun to watch. I'm sure you guys have a lot of fun going to, but it's just, you never doubt them. You know, they're always going to be here. Never too high, never too low. And I think that's just kind of when Barkey's your captain, that's kind of like how he operates. So I'm pretty sure the team will kind of adapt that mindset as well. So it's been a lot of fun.
And Mike, you had a big moment after game 2 with your tweet about Leon Draisaitl. Obviously, Barkov responded in game 3 with a big performance, but how much fun do you have just being a fan? Obviously, I'm sure, you know, football life, that's your job, that's work, it's great, right. But to still have the capacity to kind of be a fan and post memes and have fun with professional sports like that, because that took off. Fans love that.
Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. It's, you kind of see the other side. You're like, all right, well, I understand why football fans have so much fun and why they post things like that. So, It was, I like ran it, that group chat I referenced earlier. I like ran it by them first. I was like, hey, is this a bad tweet? Should I do it? And they're like, no, it's great. Tweet it. So I had a lot of fun tweeting that. And it was funny. I even had my, I have my son here. Like, I was trying to get him to like take a video of saying like "boo Leon" or something like that. He was like, "What are you talking about? That he's like 2 years old." So I was just like trying to send that to the group chat, just having fun with it. Like you said, being a fan, it's a different side, and I've enjoyed it.
And you mentioned being a fan. You're a longtime South Florida sports fan. I guess maybe a multiple parter here. But what are some of your earliest memories of following the Panthers? Did you have a favorite player growing up? And who are some of your other favorite longtime South Florida athletes? And what maybe some of the other memories that you've had? What are some of the other memories you've had from your childhood?
Yeah, so growing up, I was a big baseball fan. Like that was my sport growing up. And so, I mean, I remember my parents would always say at the age of like four, I could tell you every single person on the Marlins team. So like the 03 World Series was so much fun. I mean, I would probably say my favorite Marlin. I loved Gary Sheffield when he was on the Marlins, just because I loved to like imitate his batting stance as every other kid that's ever seen Gary Sheffield. Pudge was a big fan of Pudge Rodriguez. I liked Stanton when he was on the Marlins, back when he went by Mike Stanton. Man, I could do this for days. Dontrell Willis, Luis Castillo, Juan Pierre. I was at the game, Juan Pierre banged the drum. I was like, I got to find a way to get a picture with this guy. Like, this is a South Florida legend. So, yeah, baseball was my sport. And then I remember going to hockey games, like, when I was younger. I didn't go to enough to where I, like, really learned the players or, like, especially that young, I didn't have as much of an appreciation for it. So I liked going to the games because it was fast-paced. And like I said, it's in air conditioning, which is much, much appreciated in South Florida. You're not going to games and – back then pro player stadium and sweating your butt off. But I would say like I really started to get into like following hockey and playing like fantasy hockey like probably my freshman year of college, thanks to my buddy Josh Appel, who's been a lifelong fan. So he's been teaching, he taught me everything I needed to know about it and kind of has brought me along as a fan. So I mean, my earliest memory of a favorite Panther player, I really liked watching Keith Yandle. And now, like, seeing him on the media side, it's, like, even cooler because he's, like, such a funny dude and such a, just a down-to-earth guy, which I've kind of tend to see with hockey guys. For the most part, they all seem pretty down-to-earth, just regular, chill dudes that kind of just go about their business. So I'd say my favorite Panther back then. And then now, like, I really love Forsling. I think the way he goes about it, he's so underrated and it's so impressive what he does. So I'd probably say that's like my current favorite Panther.
Yeah, we love Keith Yandle. We love Josh Appel. Like, great shout outs there. We love all those guys. And right. Gustav, that's a great pick. We love the Gustav pick here.
Mike, is there a Panther that you think would most seamlessly slide into the football realm of things? If there's one guy on the team that you'd like to see just strap on the pads, get out there for an open tryout and maybe they could bring something, who would it be?
So I got asked this question when I went to one of the Lightning games in the first round by the Panthers media team. I said Nick Cousins because I thought he could play like a pretty good downhill safety. Like kind of roam back there, fill the box when he needs to. He actually like commented on it on Instagram and DM'd me. So I kind of fanboyed for a little bit there. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then, but I think after watching the playoffs unfold, Bennett, I think just Bennett will get in the mix no matter what it is. Like he would be able to put the pads on and fit just right. I feel like he would have some pretty hard hits and he would be just fine with the contact.
And Mike, I got to ask, you played, you know, in the NFL in front of 40, 50,000 people on massive stages. How does that compare to banging the drum at a Panthers game? Because you got to do that. And that's got to be pretty cool.
That was fun. It was like the only bad part about it was like the one game we lost at home before the cup. It was the game I banged the drum. So I told everybody after that, I was like, I'm not touching that drum ever again because I'm 0-for-1. I don't want to be the bad juju, but it was a lot of fun. You get nervous. You're like, all right, it's just a simple beat. But like you overthink it in your head. You're like, all right, I got to get this right. I got to do it loud and all this. I can't miss it. I can't let it slip out of my hand. Like all that. We all talk about it too in the locker room because I think Raheem's banged the drum. Waddle banged the drum. Jalen Ramsey banged the drum. We tried to get Tyreek to go bang the drum, but I don't think that's worked out yet. Maybe game five if there is one. But no, it's real. Like you definitely get nervous about it and kind of overthink it. It's like it's just you're hitting a drum. It's super simple, but you kind of psych yourself out about it.
Mike White, Dolphins quarterback, kind enough to stop by here with us. And Mike, now we just got to know, how are you going to be taking in game four?
So I'm actually, this is a good story. So I live in Tampa in the offseason. My wife is from Tampa, and we built a house here. So this is where I live. So I'm behind enemy lines. I'm in lightning territory up here. So I'm trying to figure out a way, if there is a game five, to get down south and make the game. I know a bunch of people that are going to the arena watching it on Saturday. I don't know if I'll be able to make it down there. So I'll be at home blasting it on the TV and wearing my jersey, all that good stuff, talking in the group chat, maybe figuring out if I can find some more funny tweets for intermission. But yeah, so I've had good luck doing it. Every game I watch here at home, we win, so I don't want to switch it up.
A lot of fun there. Great conversation with Mike White, the Dolphins quarterback. We thank him very much for his time, and you can tell he is as excited as all of us for tonight's Game 4 in Edmonton. Again, the Panthers lead the Stanley Cup Final 3-0, and Mike said he's going to be taking it all in this evening. That takes us to the end of this edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Once again, big thanks to Mike White for stopping by there. And if you want to listen to that episode of the Territory Talk podcast in full, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find the official podcast of the Panthers presented by our friends at Baptist Health. Big thanks to Jamie Hirsch from NHL Network for stopping by last segment. Again, tonight, 7 o'clock, extended local pregame coverage begins on 560 WQAM, our flagship home, as well as on the Panthers app. We'll hit the Panthers Radio Network with Panthers Preview, the network edition, at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Real Radio 92.1 in the Palm Beaches, 100.3 Thunder Country in the Florida Keys, Real Radio 101.7 on the Treasure Coast. And the puck drops shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern this evening. Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. The Panthers looking to finish the job this evening. They lead the best-of-seven series 3-0, coming off that 4-3 victory in Edmonton in Game 3 back on Thursday. So again, tonight, shortly after 8 Eastern, the puck will drop at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Again, big thanks to Jamie Hirsch. Big thanks to Mike White. I'm Doug Plagans. Big thanks to all of you for tuning in. This has been the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.